You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We created this video series to help you navigate the difficult process of divorce, and we hope this helps you on your journey. Our topic today is three questions you should be asking yourself to determine if you're still in love with your spouse and if there's any hope of rekindling the relationship and making it work.
Yeah, because we get a lot of people are concerned, you know, is it time to leave my marriage? You know, how do you answer that?
So it can be difficult because you've got to figure out, is there enough love and, you know,
to persevere? Agree.
Totally.
So we've got an expert with us today who's actually written a book on this. This is great. To stay or not to stay. And I think it answers a lot of those questions, you know, because people kind of want a formula. They want someone to say, it's time to leave.
And all you can do is give them the questions to ask.
That's right.
Right.
So we have three questions. So thank you.
So welcome, Christine.
Oh, I'm nice so happy to be here.
And
thank you.
We didn't come up with the questions. You came up with the questions. So we're going to tell
you your questions.
Yeah, please do.
So the first one, to know that if you're still in love or you still have love in your marriage, the first question is, what is love supposed to feel like?
After many years of marriage, potentially.
Well, love after 20 years of marriage is different for everyone. So if you've been working at your relationship from early on, I mean, after 20 years, you're going to have a deep bond. But if you've been putting it off and you know, made the kids come first and all that, it's going to look a little different than someone who was working on it. So,
because those feelings of in love that you have early on in a relationship, obviously, I mean, they fade after a couple of years. I think people think they're going to get divorced and go out and have that again. You will.
And you know what ends up happening?
It'll last.
You end up with exactly the same set of problems, but without the history and without the kids in common.
Look,
and
yeah, we know that the grass looks greener on the other side, but after a while, it's the same color.
The grass is really blue. Right, right. The grass is okay. That's what
and there's weeds coming out.
There's weeds.
Some weeds. And something you said in the pre-interview, which is that you may also... You've got to look at your whole life, not
That's just right.
You know, moments of it. Like, are you in love with your life? And is your partner part of that?
Yes.
In the greatest?
Right. I mean, many women have said to me, you know, I love the life that we have. And that is, and that's not something to just poo-poo. I mean, that gives you security. That makes you, you know, it gives you your identity in many ways. And then once you divorce, you kind of lose that a little bit because now you're not this couple. You're this divorced person.
It's very different. Your persona changes completely.
Right.
All right. So another question to ask is, how do you feel about physical intimacy and just being with and connected to your spouse?
Yeah. If you touch your spouse and you cringe, that's probably...
Been there.
Oh.
Yeah, but, well, one of the things that I like to say a lot is pay attention to how you feel. Because if you're, when you're with your spouse, how do you feel? Are you happy to be with them sometimes? And if you are, that's a good sign that there's still life there.
Okay.
But if everything is cringeworthy, if everything is like, you know, they touch you and you feel like you want to flinch, I mean, that's not a good sign. That's probably a sign you've already... You know, past the expiration point a little bit. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And then the third one is there still trust and respect? And I mean, really, those are two different things, I think. But
sometimes they interlace. But
yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
So to that point.
Well, trust is the cornerstone of every relationship that you have. And there's many things that breach that trust. You know, one of the big ones, of course, is infidelity.
Yeah.
You know, this happens in quite a lot of marriages. And there are many that are able to get past it if they work on it. You know, there's other issues of trust with stealing money, hiding money, all of those.
Hiding addictions.
Oh, yeah. Right, gambling, all those kind of things. Those are kind of things that are kind of hard to get past. I mean, in some ways, I think infidelity, although that's
devastating.
It's devastating. If you're with somebody who wants to work at it and you know is willing to do the work, it can happen again. You can get that trust
again.
But
there are other breaches of trust, which
are
sometimes endemic of the person being a habitual liar or
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody who just lies for the sake of lying. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
If you're married to someone like that, that's sort of a narcissist. Yeah, that kind of personality. Yeah.
So if you still have the feelings of love, if you still have a connection through intimacy, and you have trust and respect in your relationship, then you've got a lot of good stuff to work with.
You definitely have stuff to work with.
Okay.
And it's always a good idea if you're kind of teetering to go see a counselor, to go see a therapist. A marital therapist can really help, you know.
I've seen several.
Help put it together.
I really believe that everyone should take a lot of time in making that decision to exit.
Yeah. And I will tell you, before I got divorced, my ex and I went to 3 different marital counselors. And every one of them told him it was his anger. And he would not believe it. So after 3 marriage counselors, the 3rd one said, I can't help you.
Okay. And then you
and
know.
There you go.
That is your answer.
And there you go.
Okay.
And then you know.
But I think a lot of people need that to be that concrete.
You kind of do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for you for trying 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And for writing this terrific
and
book.
And for terrific book. That's right.
It gives you a lot of great guidance if you're considering getting divorced.
Yeah. For more information on this and other topics, check out singleprocess.me.